So nobody else finds it ironic that the people of Congo, who were giving us the materials to make our phones, don't have phones to let us know what's going on in their own country? The materials to make the phones are right over there with them, and they don't even have enough access to those to tell us what's going on, to tell us that they're actually being enslaved, sexually assaulted, and killed, and forced to work and mine their own land to give their resources over to other people who will then stigmatize them and call them lazy and tell them that they're not smart enough to build up their own countries. They can't even tell us those things. The only reason we know about what's going on over there is because we took a stand with Palestine. And I've been thinking about this stuff, y'all, and I've thought about breaking it down, but it's just so much. And the thing is, every single thing that's happening, every act of violence, terrorism, extremism, is all linked to the system of currency that was created by man. A system of currency that wasn't even necessary, because everything that's essential to human life, the earth already gives us for free. But we found a way to capitalize on our own existence. We're the only species who pays for our own existence. Nobody else does that. And not only have we made every aspect of life contingent upon this system, we've used it to exploit other people, and we use it as leverage over other people. Think about it. We've created systems of marginalization and oppression against people, and it's all to line somebody's pockets. It's not our pockets, but it's somebody's, and it's the same somebody's, or the descendants of the same somebody's who did it 400 years ago. You know, the systems of oppression and slavery, chattel slavery, that people tell us no longer exists, it's over, we need to stop talking about the past, it's literally happening right now in Congo. And the only reason we know about it is because we took a stand with Palestine, so they threw it out there to distract us. But they've managed to keep all of that under wraps all this time. Millions of people. They kept this under wraps all this time. Because everything is about money, and it's just... it's diabolical. A system that wasn't even necessary, a system of currency that we didn't even need, is responsible for everything that's going on right now, because people want that. We've made acquisition of land, of property, of money synonymous with power. People who have more of those things have more power, and the people who have the power tend to be a little more heartless and more soulless. Because imagine this, you have to be soulless to be a billionaire, because there's no reason for you to have that much when there are so many people who have nothing. And that's just how I feel about it. But that's the world that we live in. They managed to exploit us. They managed to brainwash us into thinking that we're lazy if we don't want to subject ourselves to mental torture working at a job where we're getting a pittance of a paycheck, and we're going to work that job until we're at the end of our lives, and then we're told, well, you've worked your whole life, now you can enjoy it. By that time, we're on our deathbed. And then what happens? They exploit us even in death. Life insurance is death insurance. You're paying to die. We pay to be born, we pay to die. Those things should be complementary, in my opinion. And then if you owe debts, even after your death, they're going to come after your family for what you owed in life. This is the system that we live in. We've managed to capitalize on health care. We have the medicines, we have the treatments, we have everything that we need to keep our people alive and healthy, and we won't do it if they don't have the money. Everybody's collateral damage out here. We don't care. We'll do whatever we want. We don't matter. It doesn't matter who dies from it. And people are so selfish that they're loud about these things. When COVID first hit, everybody who was refusing to wear a mask, they didn't care. Oh, well, I don't care. I'm not going to do it. That's fake. People are literally dying. I had so many relatives on the brink of death when COVID first hit. I was so mad at everybody who didn't take it seriously. But this is the world we live in, where people are so fucking selfish and entitled that they just have a total disregard for human life. And even with Congo, we still see people fighting for Palestine, and they should be. But you don't see half of that type of enthusiasm for what's going on in Congo. And that's because they're Black people. These people have made it where everybody just sees this as normal for us. It's normal for us to be treated badly, so it's easy to overlook. But anybody who's either lighter or white adjacent, they actually matter. They get a little bit of a little bit of concern, but it's never us. This shit is just diabolical.